What could he possibly be doing there at that time of night?
No idea. No idea. And that's something we're still trying to understand.
I'm in this small town, Byron Bay, trying to find out what happened to a young backpacker called Theo Hayes. In May 2019, Theo walked out of a bar in the main street of Byron and vanished. I'm here because a couple of months later, his family and a group of Byron volunteers asked me to help them get answers. Byron's got a big reputation. Chris Hemsworth and his Spanish wife, Elsa Pataki, call this place home. They've brought family and friends like Matt Damon.
Because we're all friends.
And, I mean, yeah. You and Chris Hemsworth, people would freak out to see the two of you together walking around.
Well, I mean, I kind of hide pretty well. Like, he can't hide at all.
Surfers and hippies discovered Byron Bay decades ago. Now people come from all over the world to Byron, the most easterly point on the Australian mainland. Local or tourist, one of the places to go is the lighthouse. Its powerful lights kept people safe for more than 100 years. It's where investigations would focus after the mysterious disappearance of Theo Hayes. Theo dropped into Byron on his travels, but never made it home.
The father of a missing Belgian backpacker has made a tearful plea to Australians to help find his son. Theo Hayes was last seen in Byron Bay on the 31st of May, just before midnight.
In my last bedroom, I promise Theo's little brother, Lucas, that I would bring his brother home.
Theo's from Brussels and he was only 18. His family's done everything they can to find him. They've been helped by a group of locals who can't believe someone can visit their town and just disappear.
You think, if that was my child, I just want him found. I just want the answer.
You imagine how hard that would be if that was your son who just disappeared and nobody knows.
Together they've been doing an extraordinary search. They've been able to move fast when police have been tied up in red tape. And they've found out key things when every minute counted. I'm David Murray, and this is The Lighthouse, a podcast for the Australian newspaper.
I just have gone over it a billion times in my head, and there is no way anyone would walk into that bushland on their own. There is no way that he would even know to go in there. He had to be with someone.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.